The star parade continues, Wendy. We're not taking any breaks today. Ronnie Chang is here, comedian Ronnie Chang. You know him from The Daily Show. He's in town to do stand-up, and I just learned to see a White Sox game. That's going to be exciting, Ronnie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Thanks nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
It's great to be here in Chicago, one of the great American cities.
Wait, where have you not been? I was reading you were born in Malaysia, raised in New Hampshire and Singapore, and then went to college in Australia?
I've been
to Berwyn, Illinois. That's about all I've ever been to.
Yeah, been around. So I spent 10 years in Singapore growing up, and then I spent 10 years in Australia. I went to law school there. And then I moved to
I'm hearing the Australian accent
a little
bit, aren't you?
I can't hear anything. I don't even know what accent this is. I can't even understand myself, honestly. I don't know what I'm saying.
Don't understand what you're saying.
My inner monologue, I'm always like, what the hell is this guy saying? Like, can we get some subtitles?
But Ronnie, you know what's nice is over the years, so many Malaysian comics have really come to the forefront of comedy.
Oh, really?
I have so many favorites. What do you remember? You were 10 when you left Malaysia?
He
got confused in his own story. He didn't interrupt him.
No. It's my parents came to America for college really late in life. So they're Malaysian, you know, born and raised. And then they came to college in their late 30s after they had two kids. So they came to America for, I guess, community college.
Yeah.
And so they came here and they brought me along. And then after they finished their undergrad and their masters, they were good immigrants because they went back.
Yeah.
They didn't try to take out people, take anyone's jobs. They tried taking jobs.
I went back to Malaysia.
So I went back to Malaysia with them. And then Malaysia and Singapore is like a bridge away. It's like Manhattan, New Jersey. So I would go to school in Singapore, go back home to Malaysia at night.
Wow.
And then, you know, eventually we moved to Singapore. I was there for 10 years. I did high school there. And then I went to Australia for law school. Yeah.
Okay. And so why are you funny? And why are you doing stand-up?
I don't know,
you're supposed to be a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't get a job. Yeah. There was a global financial crisis in 2010
really?
Caused by America.
I know.
It affected the whole world. And so I couldn't get a goddamn job.
Sorry, we screwed you.
Yeah. It's thank you for putting me on the show. It makes up for it a little bit. So I'm buying some tickets to my Zany's Comedy Club show. Make up for the global financial crisis. That I could have been a lawyer, man. You're right. What am I doing here?
You would have been a great lawyer.
I know. I would have been.
What sort of law were you looking at? Business law, criminal law? What were you looking at?
Oh, I was doing. It would have been corporate law, I guess. Commercial corporate law. I don't know.
This is more fun. Comedy's way more fun. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, well, you get to go around. You get paid to make people laugh, and you get paid to see. You know, again, great American cities is a real thrill because people don't understand how big America is, man. You know, when you're outside America. You think of America as just one entity, but you live here, you can tell, man, it's so big. And it's not just geographically big. There's huge differences in the people in the cities. Every city has such a cool vibe.
What do you notice is the biggest difference between, say, Chicago and Boston, New York?
Oh, Chicago, I mean, everyone seems a lot friendlier, right?
Yeah.
Everyone seems a lot friendlier.
Yeah.
You guys eat stuff which... people probably shouldn't be eating on a daily basis.
Beef sandwiches.
You know, there's a lot of food here which I would say should be under the sometimes category and not the everyday category. The cuisine would be something.
Hot dogs.
But, hot dogs. Deep dish pizza. You know that. But hey, the people are really friendly, man. I can tell. You can tell immediately when you come here. But people are a lot friendlier. You know, this city. It feels like a. It feels like the capital of Middle America, like the way that, you know, all these buildings are built.
It does, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the way the buildings are built. There's so much history here, you know. It's cool. I don't know. I really like it. It's one of the biggest thrills is traveling around and going to eat, you know, going to brunch or late night diners. Yeah. You know, I experienced a lot of America through late night diners because we do the shows.
After the show.
You know. Yeah, you used to be a stand-up, you know. Yeah. So we're always awake at like 12 a.m. looking for cool spots, you know. So, yeah.
You'll find places here, Ronnie. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah.
There's plenty of places.
But if you're so into eating healthy, what do you get at a late night diner when you're elsewhere?
You know, when you're on the road, you can eat a burger without the bun. You can.
That's not fun.
There's things you can do that. But also, I mean, you can you could also just eat high protein stuff like steak.
Sure.
You know?
Chicken breasts.
Yeah.
The comedy lifestyle, very conducive to healthy food. There's
absolutely
no doubt about it.
But yeah, like I said, it's more just seeing the diners and the people, you know.
Yeah.
Even if you don't eat anything necessarily.
Like hanging out there.
Yeah,
it is a whole different scene at that time of night.
Yeah, it is, you know. Yeah. And I don't know. It's just a real thrill to get
You still have family and friends in Australia?
Yeah, my sister's there. My wife is from Australia, so I got a lot of in-laws there. And most of my family's in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Obviously, so yeah.
What do you know about these Hemsworth brothers?
What do I know about them? Yeah. Man.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, they keep multiplying, yeah. and good for them, and we need more of those kind of...
We need more Hemsworth brothers.
Sure yeah, we do. I don't know how you can have that many, like... ab muscles in one. I thought 8 was the max, but they managed to like push it to like...
Right, they got 40.
Yeah, they got 40.
How did they do it?
Yeah. Sure, they're not contouring it with makeup.
Maybe. They could be. There's Maybe. A chance of that.
Yeah, good looking guys. It's interesting that they... Like, yeah, you know, for some reason, America looks to Australia for the, you know, the hunks.
Isn't that something?
What's up with that? Yeah. Yeah.
We should be creating our own hunks instead of importing them from Australia.
I know. Trump's got to make...
How about this hump tariff? What are we going to do with this hump tariff?
The hump tariff isn't helping. You know, it's making it difficult for American hunks to...
Right.
Yeah, to get on screen.
How political do you get when you do stand-up? I watch you on The Daily Show. Right. And I love that you get so political.
Thanks so
do
much.
You carry that over into your stand-up? I hope you do.
I mean, working at The Daily Show for 2 years, it can't help but rub off a little bit, that political, that angle. But I mean, to be honest, I started comedy. I wasn't a political comic.
No?
I didn't start as it. So I don't think it's super political, but I mean, there's stuff in there, I guess. Yeah.
What do you think?
I feel like my comedy's political just by me talking on stage. You know, to see Asian people on stage is already kind of political. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's already a liberal agenda, right? We got
a little bit.
Goddamn
it's
Asian
very subversive.
People on stage now. Yeah, it's very subversive just by my presence. So.
I hate that everything's an agenda. Can't we just be?
Can we just be?
I mean, yeah.
No, we can't.
That's really frustrating. I guess we can't.
Yeah.
What do you think they saw in you when they hired you over at The Daily Show? If you weren't being political, what did they see? I'll give you an example. I used to work with Bill Maher. When I did stand-up, I worked with Bill Maher 3 times.
Yes,
and he might have done 1 or 2 political jokes in the whole 45-minute set. That was it. And yet he's one of our top political comics.
Sure.
What did you think they saw in you that they went, wait, this guy will work for us. He's good for us. He'll become more political.
Yeah, Asian.
Was that
what they saw? Yeah, they saw an Asian guy. Yeah, no, they need. I mean, they wanted a different perspectives and voices, and so I mean that's probably why they brought me on the show to give like represent Asian perspectives, which I'm very grateful for. And I think they saw they saw good stand up comedy as well. I mean, what they saw in me,
good.
So a good strong point of view and. Perspective that no one else has.
They're very diverse there over at The Daily Show. Yeah. Very diverse.
But I mean, and the key thing is like it's not diversity for the sake of diversity. You know, it's legitimate to adequately describe the modern world. You need different perspectives. It's not we're not doing it. You know, just to make bloggers happy. Like it, know, you need it in a show every day that we're talking about issues across America. You just need a breadth of perspectives.
But you know, when you looked at the writing staff of shows in the 60s and the 70s and even into the 80s, it was old white guys writing those shows.
Yeah,
that was it.
Sure, yeah. And that's, and then those old white guys made a lot of classic shows, you know. I got no hate for those dudes. Yeah, they made. Then we kind of... the society's demographic changed and then I feel like our art and culture is kind of changing with it. You can see. You can tell, right?
Oh,
you can
see a change. Yeah, without a doubt. Ronnie Chang is here performing at Zany's this weekend. Go to zanies.com/Chicago. All your ticket information is there. We'll continue this next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. Ronnie Chang is here. And Ronnie, we'd like to help out our guests that are here and ask us what to do for fun, but I realize that Bill and I are lame.
I was asking for late night hangout suggestions,
A place where you
like,
can
what
just
are you looking
talk.
For?
You're not looking for loud techno music. You just want to talk.
Absolutely. That's actually a really cool cigar bar at the back of the Redhead piano bar, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
that's
that was
a good
nice.
Place.
Yeah, that's a nice place.
But you want someplace different?
Yeah, just because my wife can't stand cigars. So we got to
go.
Oh. So I'll figure it out.
A smoke free environment for her.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense.
Well, you can smoke inside places?
No, I think that was like, it's an outdoor area. That's why it's so cool. It's like outdoors.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It's in the back, it's real quiet. It's one of my like Chicago secret hangout podcast.
Have you been? You've been here before,
anymore.
Then?
Yeah, we came here to do The Daily Show for a week Chicago. Yeah,
right.
We tried to get Trevor up here. Remember, we talked to him right before he came, and he was like, "Who?
Yeah,
no
success straight to his head.
Straight to his head. Yeah, he won't do
anything.
Don't
let that happen to you, Ronnie.
No,
promise
us. As soon as I sell enough tickets, I'm out of here. Yeah.
But what the adulation you guys must have felt? You did it at the Chicago Theater, right?
Yeah.
So to have that many people just going nuts for you, that must have felt really, really good. Huh?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure, of course. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it was cool to do a story. We could, so that whole week we focused on Chicago stories.
Yeah.
And I think we did a pretty good job representing it, you know.
You did.
And trying to, you know, change the narrative of what the city is outside, you know, in terms of like a crime-ridden.
People
like,
think that it's a corrupt city, and it is.
But they still think of gangsters and Al Capone. I hate when you're on vacation. Although now it's changed. Before, you'd say, you know, where are you from? Chicago. Oh, Al Capone, guns. Now it's just guns.
Right. Well, but you know what? In Singapore growing up, you know what Chicago was? It was Michael Jordan. That was what it was. No one would think guns. Everyone would think like Michael Jordan was, you know, was killer.
Or Oprah a little bit.
Oprah, yeah, Oprah.
And then Oprah got a gun and nobody knew what to expect.
One of her favorite things.
Yeah, walking around with a machine gun. Yeah,
and
then, scary.
And Obama came from here, right?
Yep.
I think Lincoln came from Illinois.
It's the land of Lincoln, Illinois.
Yeah, this place is... Yeah.
We're doing all right.
Yeah, you guys are doing great.
We have five famous people in Chicago. Yeah. We're fine.
Major American city.
Take me back in time when you, studying law, said to your family, you know, I think I'm going to do stand-up comedy instead of law. What was their reaction to that?
Yeah, I never told them.
You didn't tell them?
I didn't tell them. I just did it, yeah.
Do they know yet?
No, they still don't
they
know.
They still don't
They still don't know. They think I'm... Yeah, I'm in Chicago.
Practicing law.
Practicing law at Zany's Comedy Club. Get some... All right. Mom, my billables killer this week. Yeah, I got three billable hours. So I didn't tell them. I just did it. I didn't tell them.
Really?
Because they lived in a separate country to me.
Yeah.
So it was easy to like just not for them to not know. Yeah.
Is there anyone else anywhere in your family that did anything in show business ever?
I don't think so. My cousin's an actress in Malaysia, but we are very much mutually independent. We came to it independently.
Right.
She's great, but I mean, we never discussed it beforehand. We just ended up.
It just happened.
Yeah,
that
it
way.
Just happened.
Wow.
That way. Yeah.
And how old were you when you were away from your parents? Because that's what I find doesn't happen as much. Americans stay home. They don't journey out as much as I feel like from other countries do.
Right. I feel like in America, they kind of stay in America a little bit more, I would say, than other countries. Like in Asia, we'll try to go overseas to study to get that street cred. But
is that why you do it?
Yeah, we go overseas for Western education. It's got huge street cred in Asia. And in America, though, people send their children to college all the time, don't they?
It's not like going overseas.
It's not, but it's still away from home, right?
Yeah.
Like people go, so so for me, I went to college at... What was it, 18? And law school in Australia as undergrad. So I was in law school at 18 years old. And I mean, you know, who knows what they want to do at 18, much less law. So we were just doing that. And then, just like I said, I couldn't get a job and then just ended up doing comedy in Australia. I was doing comedy in Australia for like until 2015. That's when I came to America.
Wow. What's it like now that you're on a successful television show? You just walk down the street and somebody recognizes you. What's that experience like?
Oh, they go, I loved you on Silicon Valley and HBO. No one recognizes me. Yeah. No, America's so big. Like, no one recognizes anybody anymore. Also, culture, there's no monoculture anymore. We all just watch what we want, right?
Right, true.
So there's no like three TV channels. It's just.
But you do get recognized from time to time, right? It happens.
I mean, I guess, but you're right now, if someone's recognized me through a window of the radio station. But I mean, I guess, but that's an interesting question. It's like, comedy is so much fun to do, and you find joy in making people laugh.
Of course,
The fame is an unfortunate component of that you need that to sell tickets. You need an audience, you know, so I don't begrudge it. But, you know, I don't know, chasing... I don't know. I didn't quit law school so I could get recognized on the street.
Right.
I
mean, true.
You know, I just did it because this is a fun job, man.
Yeah.
It's the most fun trying to figure out the puzzle. You know, I don't know. Is that weird to
no.
America?
What about a problem upbringing? Because they say a lot of times something terribly tragic happened in your life and pushes you to do comedy. Did you have a pretty normal upbringing?
In Singapore, pretty normal by Singapore standards. Yeah. Got beaten every day and
That's normal.
Yeah, that's pretty normal. Yeah.
Who was beating you?
No, it's not.
I hope nobody was beating you.
No, I'm just joking. I don't think I had any more traumatic childhood than anyone else. We all had traumatic childhoods, right?
Yeah.
Because our parents are weirdos. Everyone's parents are weirdos.
You don't have kids yet?
No kids.
Because you'll be a weirdo someday, too.
Well, yeah, we'll see about
it. I like to think I'm a cool parent. I'm really not.
What are you talking about? You're wearing a leather jacket.
It's pleather.
Yeah.
It's not real leather. I'm a poser.
Are you not looking forward to being a dad?
Not at all.
It's not ruined. Even a little bit?
No. I mean, can you guys convince me otherwise? I mean...
It's, for me, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
I'd say wait. until you're too old to have them. Oh, wow. It's fun.
It's the greatest thing.
It is really, it honestly is.
It's the hardest thing. Would you not say that? You are just, don't ask him, because to him, everything is great. His girls have never given him any issues. Right. I'd like to ask his wife those questions.
Right.
I mean, nothing's made me happier. Nothing makes me laugh harder. You know, one of my daughters would say something. It puts me away.
Why do you look so worn out?
I'm 22 years old.
Oh, man.
It's aging me,
the
isn't
kids,
it?
Yeah.
It really is.
Take your time. You're young. Enjoy your life and your wife.
Ronnie, thanks so much.
If the network said to you, Comedy Central said, we love what you've done in the
Daily
Show.
But you have
to
have kids.
You must have kids, and we're giving you your own show, what would you say to them? What would you react to?
I thought the Constitution prevents that, right? Something in there that stops me from...
They can't force you.
They force me to have kids.
No, they can't force
you.
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess if I have kids, I'll have a whole new hour of comedy, right? They're great for comedy.
Great material.
Great material, yeah.
Are you hoping to stay doing television, or would you rather branch off and do something else? What are you hoping for?
Well, that's interesting. Coming to America to do stand-up has made me really love doing stand-up again.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the best. So it's always my primary profession.
Yeah.
You know, The Daily Show is a great job as well. I'm really lucky to be on it. I've got a TV show coming out on Comedy Central later this year. It's called Ronnie Chan International Student. It's about Asian international students studying in Australian universities.
Cool.
Is it a stand-up special about it, or is it
It's a sitcom.
It is.
Sitcom coming out on Comedy Central later this year. So tuning for that. But yeah, it's I don't know. It's fun to tell authentic stories. I think that's my style of comedy.
Right.
I think just telling authentic
Nothing's
stories.
Funnier than the truth.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you ever want to be a rock star?
No. I can't play music. I can't pull off pleather. I can't, do any of that. Look at me.
Give it time. Yeah. Don't give up on yourself. Everything takes time.
Great to meet you.
Very nice to meet you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Keep up the great work on the show.
Thanks.
And it's so cool to meet the guys you watch on TV and
Thanks
hope
so
that
much.
They're what you hope they are, and there you are.
Thanks
Zanies.
So much.
Yeah.
Zanies. 3 days? Wow. They're working you hard.
Like crazy. You'll be okay. Yeah. It's Ronnie Chang, everybody. Go to zanies.com. All your ticket information is there.